Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber of Community is one of the team members of the Retail Revamped team, and that is Rosie Tucker now joining us. So thank you very much, Rosie, for being on.
Hey, it's a great day to be out, Coltrane.
Absolutely it is. And, of course, you know, people are starving for stuff to do, and thank God the Halloween holiday is upon us.
Oh, it's a big one this year, too, it sounds like.
There's lots of stuff going on. If you wouldn't mind just kind of rolling through the different things for people to take advantage of there.
Okay. I certainly hope I have all this correct. Let's start out actually first with the Scarecrow Invasion Time Warp with all the scarecrows that are down on the square. Some people did a great job this year, but we do need you to go into the Facebook page to vote for your favorite scarecrow, because there's a trophy that goes along with this. It's a pretty big deal. So absolutely, please get your vote in. Also then, let's see, we've got City of Jefferson Trick or Treat Night is Saturday, October 31st from 5 to 7. It looks like Scranton and Peyton are holding those same dates and times. Grand Junction is going to have a trunk or treat downtown on Main Street from 5 to 6:30.
And, of course, Rippy has. They're doing a trunk or treat, too, as well on the 31st of October, so tomorrow. And along with that is kind of a free will offering meal that's provided by the Friends of Rippy.
It is. They're going to have some pork loin sandwiches, beans, chips, bars, and water. It is a free will donation, and they'll be right there at the community room on the lawn at the picnic table. So while your kiddos are out doing that, make sure you stop by. Like I say, it is a free will donation, and it is going to the Rippy Sesquicentennial Fundraiser.
And another thing we do want to point out for people, it's been going on for about a month and a half, but the last day is upon us for the Jefferson Public Library used book sale, and tomorrow is kind of a big one too, because it allows you to have take advantage of even a bigger deal, because it will be known as Bargain Day tomorrow.
That sounds pretty exciting, and it sounds like you can go in and you can, for $4 for a regular grocery bag, you can fill it for $4, and that is on Saturday, the last day of the book sale for the Jefferson Public Library.
And not to be outdone, the Jefferson Does are going to continue a kind of a tradition that they have on their Election Day soup luncheon. Will be taking place on Tuesday. And while you're out there, if you may not have taken advantage of voting already, or maybe you have, you can still go out and enjoy a nice meal provided by the Jefferson Does.
That is. They do a great job every year. It's just a fun thing to do. They are going to have limited seating inside, lots of carryout available. So that's going to be Tuesday, November 3rd at the Elks. Get downtown, get your vote in. You can also get tickets at the printer's box.
Absolutely. That's always a great little warm meal to warm your heart while you're in there doing your civic duty of taking care of your election process there. If soup doesn't suit your fancy, well, the Jefferson VFW has themselves a different kind of meal fundraiser that they're going to be coming up here later on next week.
Yeah, it looks like Thursday, November 5th, and it is going to be spaghetti night. So, and that's from 5 to 7 at the VFW, and that is curbside pickup. So you can call ahead, or you can just pull up, and they'll love to take your order. Their number, if you want to call ahead, is 230-6793.
And then also something else later on that evening is Community Conversations. It happens once a month, usually the first Thursday of the month, over at Trinity Lutheran Church here in Jefferson.
Yeah, this looks like it would be very informative. It is the respiratory department. Of course, all of the things that they offer, but they want you to come and give your questions, your concerns, everything that's related to you in general at this time, including, of course, COVID. So I think it could be very informative. And again, that's at 5:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Jefferson on Thursday.
And also something to kind of round out next week. It's always great to be able to tout when a business achieves their one-year anniversary status, and that's what we're going to be celebrating here next Sunday with the Junkyard Cafe.
Yes, it's been 1 year. Can you believe that? Our year's been so crazy and so fast.
Right.
But Sunday, November 8th, they will be open till 3 p.m., and they're going to feature their famous Junkyard Cafe handballs. So get down there, support them. We need to support everybody downtown, and they are absolutely one of the best. So,
Rosie, now we kind of switch gears and give some people some time to kind of put things down on their schedule for the upcoming festivities that we've got with, specifically with Retail Revamped, as you all are gearing up for the holiday season yourselves.
We are. We met the other night, had a great meeting. Our very first function this holiday season is going to be November 12th, 13th, and 14th, and that is our hometown holiday open houses. Now, the stores will all be open. We'll be giving away prizes. We'll have drawings for gift cards. The hours are going to be 10 till 5 on Thursday and Friday, and then 10 to 3 on Saturday. And again, that also includes area retailers that are not downtown, but involved also in the open house. Then we fast forward to Shop Small Business Saturday, which is always a big one, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which is November 28th this year. We'll be ready to welcome you and any family members that were able to come home. There's also going to be pictures with Santa at Maytheller Studios from 11 to 1. So that's going to be a very, very fun weekend for us. So come out. You might win something. You may actually see some eyes you recognize behind that mask. You never know. Then as we go on through the month of December, the retail stores downtown will be open late Thursday nights until 7. We will be open also on Sundays during December. The very first Sunday, November 29th, is sleigh rides downtown with our great carriage, and the shops will be open. The next Sunday on December 6th, we will have Santa as well as the shops being open. Then we've got stocking stuffer Sunday, hometown savings Sunday. We just want you to come downtown, see what we have to offer. We've got some absolutely great things, and we want you to watch Facebook for special deals. Listen to the radio, but let me tell you, downtown J-Town is ready for you this holiday.
All right, Rosie, that's a lot of stuff coming up here for people. Hopefully you get that on your calendar. And, of course, if they have any questions or anything about stuff that's coming up, where should they go?
Actually, they can call the Welcome Center and talk to Beth, and that number is 515-386-386. 2155.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with our Jefferson Matters and Main Street and Chamber Community Retail Revamped team member is Rosie Tucker, joining us once again. Community State Bank and Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.